Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Judge allows case against Weston County Clerk to move forward. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A judge has ruled the criminal case against Weston County Clerk Becky Hadlock will move forward, marking the latest development in a statewide controversy over election errors and legislative authority. According to Wildfile, during a hearing this week in Casper, Natrona County Circuit Judge Kevin Tahiri rejected an attempt by Hadlock's attorney to dismiss the case, finding that the Wyoming Legislature's Management Audit Committee had the authority to subpoena her as a part of its investigation into the 2024 general election. Hadlock is charged with failing to appear for that subpoena, a misdemeanor punishable by up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. Her attorney says that he plans to appeal the ruling, which could delay a trial currently scheduled for next week. The charge stems from Hadlock's failure to testify before a legislative subcommittee in September 2025, despite being subpoenaed to answer questions about ballot errors in Weston County's 2024 election. Those errors included misplaced votes in uncontested races, which were later traced to incorrect ballots being used in voting machines. A hand count eventually corrected the results. Beyond the criminal case, Hadlock also faces possible removal from office. Earlier this month, Governor Mark Gordon asked the Wyoming Attorney General to pursue her removal, citing alleged misconduct, including the subpoena issue and an inaccurate post-election audit report. Meanwhile, the legislature has responded by advancing proposals to strengthen election oversight and increase penalties for ignoring subpoenas, highlighting the broader impact of the case on Wyoming's election laws. The case now moves closer to trial with legal and political implications that could shape how Wyoming handles election accountability and legislative investigations going forward. Wyoming veteran Jimmy Skovgaard enters U.S. Senate race. A fifth-generation Wyoming resident and military veteran is entering the race for the U.S. Senate, campaigning on term limits and stronger communication with voters. According to Oil City News, Jimmy Skovgaard, a former captain in the Wyoming Army National Guard and small business owner, announced his candidacy this week. Skovgaard lives in Mills near Casper and says his campaign will focus on accountability and using technology to better connect with constituents. Skovgaard is a graduate of the University of Wyoming and says his lack of political experience is an asset, not a liability. He told supporters his goal to listen first and measure success by what benefits Wyoming families, not political insiders. His platform includes three main pledges: pushing for term limits in both the U.S. House and Senate, using secure technology to gather voter input on major decisions, and advocating for limited government. Skovgaard also addressed health care, citing the Wyoming Constitution, and emphasized the rights of competent adults to make their own medical decisions. He filed his candidacy in April. He joins a race that includes Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hageman following Senator Cynthia Lummis's announcement that she will retire at the end of her term. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.